Hello, everybody. Good night, Rosh Chavez, to all. And again, thank you for coming and listening to this daily Dvar Torah. We have after today, probably one more left for Sunday. And I'm going to encourage everybody the Shabbos, do Shnai Mikra, and fill out the sheet afterwards. So we mentioned yesterday that two parshas of the Tefillin are in this parsha. At the last two sections of the parsha, the section of Vayaki V'yecha and Kadesi Kol Bechor, they mention Tefillin, and that's the simple reason why they belong or why they found their way into the Tefillin. But if you really think about it, you know, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would ask Malachim, you know, what should we put into the Tefillin? I want four parshas in there. So Shema, Vayim Shmoa, those are pretty important. Those we understand. And those like both all Malach Shemaim, pretty significant in our commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they for sure belong in the Tefillin. But what in the world is Vayaki V'yecha and Kadesi Bechor? Take a look at those Tzukin. Where do they fit in? Why do they go into the Tefillin? Why were they chosen? So I heard a pshat from a Rabbi Foreman along the lines that says, if you look at those psukim, what they are, what the mitzvah they actually are talking about, aside from mentioning Tefillin, kind of like Agav Orcha, is the mitzvah of Bechor. Whether it be Pidyon Haben for a firstborn child, firstborn male child, or Petach Hamor, firstborn of a donkey that either is traded for a sheep, or the firstborn of a sheep. The halachas of Bechor is what those psukim are talking about. And Bechor ties into Matas Bechoros. And Matas Bechoros ties into one of the first things that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paro was Bini Bechori Yisrael, that all of Klal Yisrael are called a Bechor. All of us are Bechor. And what is this whole idea of Bechor that is so focused on in the Parsha? And what we can say is the following, is that the Bechor, when a firstborn child is born by his parents, that Bechor is the one that makes the parent into a parent. Right? If you are a firstborn child, your parents were not parents until you were born. You actually designated them as the parents. And so too, the Bechor, as being the firstborn, very often is the connection that the other children in the family have to the parent. The firstborn is going to have know a little bit more, know how to, you know, get what they want. You know, and both you are almost a liaison between the parents and the child. That's, you know, a normal situation, what the paradigm, what the model of a firstborn child is. And so too, Klal Yisrael is that Bechor to the rest of the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the father of the whole world. He is Adon HaOlam. He is the master of the universe and the father of every single human being. But not everybody is able, not the whole world is not ready or cannot approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, they could, but they don't really know how. It is the role of Klal Yisrael to set the example, the Kadesh Shem Shemayim, and in a way, by example, even more than teaching, direct the world how to serve the creator of the universe, how to serve Hashem, how to be a moral and ethical person, how to go about mitaking and elevating the world to a higher level. It is the non-Jews that should be looking to us as the Or LaGoyim to see how to behave properly. Not us at all that should look to them to see how to behave. If anything, we look to them to see how not to behave, what not to do. So as a Bechor in the family is the liaison, is kind of the connection, we as the Bechor of Hashem are the ones that also recognize Hashem as the creator of the universe. That's Am Avinu, and us as his children that saw Hashem and recognized Hashem first. We made Hashem the Melech of the world, just as the Bechor makes the parent, makes the individual a parent. We should be hopefully fulfilling our mission to the best of our ability. And as Chazal say, in Moshe Mashiach, we will even more so have that role, and we will fully come into ourselves and be the Bechor of the universe. Therefore, getting back to our original question, the idea of Bechor is in the Tefillin, because that is part of our commitment, of our own commitment, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos in Layayim Shemoa, and then to realize our role as the Bechor to the rest of the world, to be the example and set the proper example for the whole universe. Secret word for today, let's go with Arba, the first of the Makos, locust, would be the word of the day. And write that down. We have one more to go and then try to figure out what to do with all these words. All right, have a wonderful day, and a wonderful Shabbos, everybody. And if you are in New York, watch out for the snow. We'll see you Monday what the story is with Yeshiva.